A Republican congressman once expected to waltz to re-election is now in the fight of his career. Duncan Hunter has represented an inland Southern California district for a decade. In August, he was indicted for using $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. Now, as Hunter's lead narrows, he's going after his Democratic challenger for his Palestinian heritage, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Let's get right to it. This is part of the controversial Duncan Hunter campaign commercial attacking his Democratic opponent, Amar Kampanajar.
Amar Kampanajar is working to infiltrate Congress. He's used three different names to hide his family's ties to terrorism. His grandfather masterminded the Munich Olympic massacre.
Kampanajar never knew his grandfather, who was killed by Israeli agents 16 years before the candidate was born. It's only one of the commercial's questionable associations. The Washington Post's fact-checker gave the ad its worst rating of 4 Pinocchios, which it defines as a whopper. Duncan Hunter was not available for an interview, and he's had no public campaign events during the time we were working on the story. But in remarks last month to a GOP women's group, he again made Kampanajar's name sound shady. This was recorded by the Times of San Diego.
And he changed his name from Amar Yasser Najjar to Amar Kampa Najjar, so he sounds Hispanic. Right. He just changed it again. He added a Joseph in there. So his signs could actually say Joseph Kampa or something. That is how hard, by the way, that the radical Muslims are trying to infiltrate the U.S. government.
Just a little more fact-checking here. Amar Kampanajar is Christian, and Kampa is his Hispanic mother's family name. On a cool, cloudy morning, about 60 volunteers for Kampanajar rallied in the city of Temecula. Bonnie Seeley said he's just what the district needs.
He's young, he's fresh, he's got great ideas. I'm impressed with his intelligence. I'm impressed with his humility. And I just think that he would be awesome for our district.
Then the tall, skinny, 29-year-old first-time candidate took the mic.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Are y'all fired up?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
You know who else is ready to go? Duncan Hunter. It's time for him to go.
Hunter's federal indictment is a gift to Democrats in a district where Republicans have a 14-point registration advantage.
They say that we cannot, in good conscience, let a lawbreaker be our lawmaker anymore. We can't trust somebody to pass laws that he himself cannot follow.
Polls suggest that the GOP advantage in this district has gone up in smoke. Kampanajar calls Hunter's attacks on his ethnicity a sign of desperation. And as a low-level staffer in the Obama administration, Kampanajar says he has a role model who's been through this kind of thing before.
I was really inspired by a skinny brown guy with a funny name who became president, and it kind of was a validator for me growing up.
Duncan Hunter argues that Obama holdovers maintain a sinister influence on the Justice Department, and he blames Democrats for his current legal troubles, as he told a reporter from station KGTV.
This is the new Department of Justice. This is the Democrats' arm of law enforcement. That's what's happening right now. And it's happening with Trump, and it's happening with me, and we're going to fight through it and win.
Another fact check, the United States attorney who approved the 60 criminal charges against Duncan Hunter is a Trump administration appointee. Whatever happens at the polls in November, Hunter knows that the next firm date on his calendar after Election Day is his December 3rd appearance in federal court. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.